This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisane with the news. The headlines first. Floods and landslides caused by instant rainfall in Magdi district take lives of 19 people, while 13 people are still missing. Health Minister Bhanubhakta Thakal says government prioritizes management of population for country's development. Gandaki state reports 40 new cases of coronavirus today. 22 corona-infected persons from Parbat and Dang district return home after recovery, and more than 559,000 people die across the globe due to coronavirus. Now the news in detail. 19 people have been found dead. People who were missing in landslides occurred at different parts of Marag in Dhawalagiri Lower Municipality of Magdi. Ward Chair Raja Ram Suvedi confirmed the retrieval of 19 dead bodies. Similarly, a team comprising the Nepal Army, Armed Police Force and the Nepal Police arrived this morning to launch search and rescue efforts. Ward Chair Resam Jugjali said the rescue team landed through the Nepal Army helicopter. Four people injured in the landslide at Ramche were rescued by helicopter and have been admitted to Beni Hospital. Meanwhile, landslides at Devisthan of Malika Rural Municipality and Kafal Dada of Dhawalagiri Rural Municipality displaced 93 families due to growing risks of disaster caused by incident rain coupled with continuous mudslide. They were relocated to safer places with the help of people's representatives, local youth clubs and mothers' group. Minister for Health and Population Bhanubhakta Thakal has said government prioritizes the management of population for country's development. Giving a message on the occasion of the 25th World Population Day today, Minister Thakal claimed that Nepal has made progress in control of population growth, improvement in reproductive health, discouragement and decline in child marriage and promotion to safe motherhood. Population is the major base of development and pillar of country's progress, he said, adding that government has given proper attention to the policy, plan and programs on the multidimensional aspects of population and development. According to Minister, if the state ensures health, education, equality and employment to the women, having more than 50% of the total population in the country, it will help in sustainable development. Nepal has recently recorded the total population at 30 million. The World Population Day is marked every year since 1989. More than 200 members of 43 households living near the Sethi River in Sukla Gandaki municipality have been shifted to high ground after heavy rainfall raised water levels in the river. Police inspector at area police office in Belchautara, Jagdish Regmi, said of them, 28 families are from ward number 4 and 15 from ward number 8 of the municipality. They have been taken to safer locations with the help of police and army in collaboration with the locals. Continuous rainfall, however, is constraining the relief and rescue work. According to information officer of the municipality, Trilochan Lamsal, the flooded river has also posed risks to the bridge linking ward number 4 and 8 and the concrete bridge at Pulchok. The east-west highway has been obstructed in Gainakot section of East Nawalparasi after a diversion was washed away by a flash flood. Police inspector at the area police office Gainakot, Chandra Bahadur Thapa, say the flooded stream in Thumsi in ward number 9 of Gainakot municipality swept away the culvert over the diversion, leading to a halt in traffic along the highway. Continuous rainfall and subsequent flood has obstructed traffic after the diversion was swept away. The section remains obstructed since 4 a.m. this morning. As a result, travelers have been stranded. 40 new cases of coronavirus have been reported at Gandaki State today. According to Health Directorate of the State, of the infected, 4 persons from Tanahu, 2 persons from Magdi, 3 persons from Siangja, 3 persons from Baglung and 2 persons from Kaski districts were reported positive for the coronavirus. With this, the total number of corona-infected persons in Gandaki State has reached 1,176. 20 corona-infected persons who were undergoing treatment at temporary corona hospital in Parbat district have returned home after recovery today. According to Parbat Hospital, Dr. C.C. Devkota, 18 males and 2 females were returned home from the hospital after recovery. Likewise, 2 corona-infected persons who were undergoing treatment at isolation wards in Bake district have returned home after recovery today. According to corona focal person of Bake, Naresh Shrestha, 1 is from Rapti Sonari Rural Municipality and Kohalpur Municipality, returned home from hospital after recovery. A man has drowned while crossing a stream in Madi municipality of Chitwan district this morning. The man of around 30 years old was crossing the Rimal stream when the incident took place. According to area police office in Madi, 2 days of continuous downpour had led to a sudden rise in the water level and current in the stream. The body of the man was recovered from Harinagar in Madi municipality. The Meteorological and Forecasting Division has predicted the weather will likely to remain cloudy with chances of heavy rainfall across the country in the next 3 days. The division further states that the monsoon is nearer to low pressure line in Torai belt that could cause the rainfall across the country until Monday. The rainfall is witnessed in some parts of all 7 states and it could be continued in most of the parts in all states this afternoon. The division has further alerted that heavy rainfall could be witnessed in some parts of State 1, State 2, Bagmati State and Gandak State today. It is stated that slight and heavy rainfall could be seen across the country tomorrow. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. U.S. President Donald Trump has commuted the prison sentence of his former advisor, Roger Stone. The announcement came just after the Washington, D.C. Court of Appeals denied Stone's request to delay the start date of his custodial term of 40 months. He was convicted of lying to Congress, obstruction, and witness tampering. Stone was the sixth Trump aide found guilty on charges linked to a Justice Department probe that alleged Russia tried to boost the Trump 2016 campaign. The 67-year-old had been due to report to a federal prison in Jessup, Georgia next Tuesday. India's coronavirus cases passed 800,000 with the biggest spike of 27,114 cases in the past 24 hours, causing nearly a dozen states to impose a partial lockdown in high-risk areas. The new confirmed cases took the national total to more than 820,000. The Health Ministry also reported another 519 deaths for a total of 22,123. A surge in infections saw the cases jumping from 600,000 to more than 800,000 in 9 days. 8 of India's 28 states, including the worst hit Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu and New Delhi, account for nearly 90% of all infections. According to data compiled by the US-based Johns Hopkins University, more than 12.5 million people around the world have been diagnosed with the coronavirus disease and more than 559,000 people have died from the virus, while more than 6.8 million patients have recovered from the virus. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Floods and landslides caused by incessant rainfall in Magdi district take lives of 19 people while 13 people is still missing. Health Minister Bhanubhakta Dhakal says government prioritizes management of population for country's development. Gandaki state reports 14 new cases of coronavirus today. 22 corona infected persons from Parbat and Dang districts return home after recovery and more than 559,000 people die across the globe due to coronavirus. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.